Guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Another one of those risk-off type of trading days in the grain markets, the way it looks.
It really was, Randy. It was a macro Monday in which we saw selling across the board, stock market being down 400 points, still reverberations from last week's hike in interest rates by 0.75 points, and everyone here concerned about a surging U.S. dollar and what we would call a recession.
Yep. Now, that runs just deeper than the grains, and that goes into everything.
Well, risk managers are just, as you said, taking everything off. They're moving to the new asset class, which is called cash. Doesn't seem very exciting, but when you're seeing a two-year note yielding at 4.3%, they see it as better than keeping the risk profile in stocks or commodities or anywhere else. And so the flow of funds is out, at least today. And I don't see any changing of that. There may be bounces along the way. We've got a USDA crop report later this week on Friday. Outside of that, the trend is starting to be established to the downside.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too, with the macroeconomics the way it is, it makes demand real hard to peg, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because as you look at, let's say, someone who's importing wheat, the world's largest wheat importer, which is Egypt, you know, Egyptian pounds are getting less, less expensive or less costly every day. So when they need to buy dollars, it just makes it all go up. And so when you look at the importers, their cost of goods are rising. It's harder for them to fight inflation. Their rates have to go higher. And it's kind of like this never-ending spiral of the dog chasing his tail as every central bank around the world tries to fight inflation. It's not having much success.
Now, that spills over into the livestock side, too, then, right?
It did, yeah. There was risk off over there, too. Even though last week we did have cash cattle trade, that was higher. We're looking for it to be steady this week. We are seeing risk off. Of course, seasonally, we start to see breaks in cash hog prices. That always happens here at the first part of late September, early October, and that's what's going on, at least at the moment. But overall, trends are still higher in the meat. It's just, will there be the consumer demand in this recessionary environment?
Anything else we need to be talking about?
No, really, that's about it. South America is planting very rapidly on soybeans. I think that'll be helping bean production longer term. We'll see what the USDA says on Friday. I think that stocks and final grains, small grains report will be very important in the longer-term price direction heading through the remainder of harvest.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.